The measure of a life, after all, is not its duration, but its donation. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. According to an old Jewish belief, only the most blessed people die on their birthdays. How appropriate, then, that Corrie Ten Boom was born and died on April 15th. She was born in 1885, and she died on her 91st birthday after a lifelong testimony of how the love of God can transform and sustain people. Cornelia Ten Boom lived with her father and sister in Holland at the time of the Holocaust and World War II. When the Nazis invaded Holland, she began helping Jewish friends by hiding them in secret rooms in her house. A fellow countryman betrayed the Ten Booms, and their underground network and secret hiding places were discovered. The Ten Booms and their friends were sent to prison and terrible concentration camps. Although the idea of Christians enduring persecution is not unusual, the faith that Corrie maintained as she endured persecution was unusual. The Nazis separated her from her loved ones, beat her, harassed her, humiliated her, and almost killed her. Death was all around her. She watched her sister Betsy grow more and more ill, and eventually she lost her and other family members and friends. Yet Corrie was able to testify wholeheartedly to the love of God. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. How could she say that? Corrie valued the good news of Jesus Christ's love in a world full of hate. She saw the people who hurt her as souls who ought to be delivered from themselves instead of enemies who ought to be punished for eternity. She once said, "Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart." What about us? In today's comparably normal and safe circumstances, praying in a public restaurant or giving a disabled beggar some food is too hard or scary, or maybe just embarrassing for some Christians. They do not do anything notably Christian in public because they don't want to stand out as being different, and they are afraid someone might get angry or give them a funny look. They don't want to give sacrificially or take risks to help needy people because they are worried about having enough money and food for themselves. It was crucial for Corrie to remember that God loved her in spite of her shortcomings, and that he wanted her to share his kind of love and forgiveness with her enemies. Do you love the unlovely? Do you take risks and make sacrifices to help needy people? Did Jesus Christ do those things for you? Even if you don't feel like it, you can, by God's grace, live out God's love and grace in a world that doesn't understand it. Hebrews 11:25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.